speaking. How may I help you?
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. But first of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sorry, give me 1 second, please. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
Nope.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, or not at all likely to vote.
I probably will vote.
Probably, okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, independent, or some other political party?
I'm Democrat. I'm going to vote for CAVA.
And what is your main racial background, just to make sure we speak to all races?
My main what background?
Racial background, African-American or Black,
I'm
Asian,
Cuban,
white?
Cuban, Latin.
Oh. Yeah. Is that Hispanic or Latin?
Latina, Hispanic,
okay.
Cuban, whatever
Thank
you
it.
Want to call it.
And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75.
Okay, today I am 65, but on Saturday I will be 66.
Okay, congratulations.
So I could have been either way.
Okay, and generally speaking, will you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone enough on the ground track?
Miami, I think CAVA has done a good job. We can always improve better. It just depends what part. Dade County runs, I think, better than the city of Miami. There's a lot more corruption there.
But in general, will you think that we're going in the right direction or ground track?
Well, it's hard to say because as a state, we're going in a really bad direction. As a city, we're doing okay. I think we're kind of there and slowly. I mean, it is very hard for people to live here.
I completely understand. But which one's your lottery record for you? Right direction or ground track?
I'll go with, for Miami, the right direction. For Florida, the wrong direction.
And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important, housing and property insurance costs, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, or corruption in local government.
I think corruption in local government is pretty bad.
Okay.
But I think there's just so many. Environmental also is very important, as is affordable
but
housing.
But the most important
people.
Issue?
I think our corruption is really bad.
Corruption is the most important. Okay.
To a lot of Latinos, yeah.
Okay. Although it is not a partisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? You will definitely vote for Democratic, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for Republican, or probably vote for the Republican candidate.
I will definitely vote Democrat. I will never vote Republican.
You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, just let me know, okay? You can indicate that as well. The first one is Carlos Jimenez. How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
The next one is Rosie Cordero Stutz.
I'm sorry, who?
Rosie Cordero Stutz. Do you recognize the name?
No, I don't.
Okay. The next one is Miguel Soliman.
Do not recognize him.
Okay. Alex Diaz de la Portilla.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. The next one is Joe Biden. How would you rate him?
Very good.
Very favorable. Okay. Fabian Basavi.
Don't know him.
Joe Sanchez.
Do not know him either. I mean, I don't know his work. I've heard the name.
Okay, no problem. Alfonso Alfie León.
Do not know him.
Vicky Lopez.
Do not know her.
Daniela Levin Cava.
Very favorable.
Joe Carollo.
Not favorable.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Eileen Higgins?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
The last three, Donald Trump. How would you rate him?
What is the most unfavorable thing that I can rate him? That's where I would rate him.
Very unfavorable. That's the last.
Yep.
Very unfavorable.
Okay.
And the next one is Maria Elvira Salazar.
Unfavorable, kind of unfavorable.
Just somewhat, okay.
Yeah.
And the last one, Francis Suarez.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. You will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins or Joe Carollo?
Eileen Higgins.
If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins or Miguel Soliman?
Eileen Higgins.
If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins or Alfonso Alfie León?
I'm going to go Eileen Higgins because I definitely don't know him.
Okay. And yes, the elections were held today. But do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And now this is basically the last part of the survey. We're 75%. Thank you so much for your time. You will now be giving some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well, okay? The first one is, since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling, and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. After hearing that, much more likely to vote for her, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely.
How about it doesn't faze me because I know that that's really not true.
Oh, or if it will make the difference, you can indicate it as well. The statement
right, it
makes
doesn't
the difference.
Make a difference.
Okay. The next one, Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowd buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and result in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. After hearing that, more likely to vote for her, less likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay. The next one, while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually votes to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefit to $130,000 per year. More likely, less likely to support her, or make no difference?
Makes no difference because they all voted that. I saw the vote.
And
they all
three?
Did. So we'd have to say it about all of them.
Yeah, we understand.
Maybe we should have to vote on that. Maybe they shouldn't be allowed to raise their own money, but it's all of them.
Correct. But this is an opportunity to find out if you will continue supporting this candidate even after hearing what the opponents say. But the last three, okay? Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. More likely, less likely to support her, or the statement makes no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
The last two, during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. More likely, less likely, or no difference?
None. No change. I don't like any of them, so what can I tell you?
And the last one, Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contribution from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. After hearing that, more likely, less likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
And one last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote, Eileen Higgins or Joe Carollo?
Definitely Eileen Higgins. I will never vote for Joe Carollo.
If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, and the candidates were Eileen Higgins or Miguel Solomon, for whom will you vote?
I don't know enough about him to know, so I don't know. But I have someone that researches Morby.
But if the elections were held today, do you lean toward Eileen Higgins or Miguel Solomon?
Probably Eileen Higgins.
And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote, Eileen Higgins or Alfonso Alfie Leon?
Eileen Higgins.
Okay, and now just two short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
2 years of college.
And what is your national ancestry?
Cuban.
Cuban, okay. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.